This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm sick of this stuff. We have to talk about it because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true.
According to the latest monthly poll conducted by the Global Strategy Group and North Star Opinion Research, some 61% of respondents said they disapproved of Biden's handling of the economy, while only 36% approved. 80% of fiat money printed in U.S. history was printed under the O'Biden administration.
80% of the currency issued since our founding happened the last 3 years. That's a path towards Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic.
Add to that looming catastrophe the emergence of BRICS swallowing up half of the world's GDP by 2040. Well, maybe the U.S. will tighten its belt and continue to innovate with American exceptionalism. Not so fast.
The idea that...
That is where the O'Biden treason works its magic, shilling for the new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
According to Biden's executive order on ensuring responsible development of digital assets signed over a year ago, quote, Biden's administration places the highest urgency on research and development efforts into the potential design and deployment options of a United States central bank digital currency. Meanwhile, the flurry of activity towards global digital neo-feudalism has been working overtime. On November 8th of this year, the United Nations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and partners of the Rockefeller Foundation launched a campaign to put the world on the path to digital ID, digital payments, and data sharing rollouts in 50 countries under a digital public infrastructure by 2028.
DPI starts with the following foundational components. Verifiable digital identification that proves who you are, protects your rights, and opens the door to economic opportunities. Real-time payments that allow people, government, and businesses to instantaneously send and receive payments, and trusted data exchange that allows for information and data to flow securely and seamlessly. Together, these foundational components form an interconnected digital network that can spur countries to build resilient economies and drive impact across all sectors for everyone.
The United Nations Development Program plans to implement digital IDs by the year 2030 globally. According to Reclaim the Net, the IDs will be mandatory for those that want to participate in society.
But what does central bank digital currency look like? You see, so they never talk about that because people won't actually like the looks of it.
Yeah.
And the final stage is, you know, it's small and it's the size of a grain of rice.
All around the world, central bank digital currencies are either in pilot scheme or executive order stage in the States, or they're floating under the radar.
Every person that I come in contact with in the public, I ask them, do you know what a CBDC is or a central bank digital currency? And nobody knows.
Such a system would give the state full access to the details of all transactions, as well as the ability to cut off an individual's money supply with the flick of a digital switch.
A key difference with the CBDC is the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability, and also we will have the technology to enforce that.
If you're not allowed to go more than 5 kilometers from your home, your car or your money won't work more than 5 kilometers from your home. And that those rules can be dictated and controlled at a phenomenally central level.
In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important
and more relevant than ever.
This is their god-awful, horrible plan, based on climate pseudoscience and unrelenting, detached, elitist hubris, fueled by eugenics and Luciferian lunacy, a plan that will lead to a national divorce in the United States, untold global starvation, massive uprisings, and ultimately, after great tribulation, the end of the decrepit elite slave master architects and their inheritors who started.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZBedia.com, and it is such an honor to be with you all here today. You would recall that last week, I believe it was Thursday for the United States, Friday for Australia, I told everyone about a huge, huge telecommunications outage that we had in our country where 10 million people did not have access to phones, internet. An entire city's train network went down in Australia, the whole city of Melbourne. No trains were working. Our emergency services, 000 here in America, 911, in Australia, 911 in the United States, was not working from landlines. Hospitals couldn't be contacted. It was absolutely catastrophic. And you would also recall that I said that it was very, very strange how the mainstream media portrayed this. For example, when they were contacting or showing interviews that they were having with people on the street, they were airing really trivial issues. For example, someone couldn't buy their coffee and they were sad, while at the same time they were absolutely grilling the telco provider. And if they'd only grilled the health ministers that pushed the poison shots in the same way, the world would be a very different place today. But alas, the mainstream media only do what they're told to do. Now, I suspected at the time that there was a lot more to this. We still don't know exactly what caused that outage. They're not telling us. And I also reported on the fact that it wasn't just that one telco. Optus and Telstra are the largest telcos we have in Australia. And the only reporting we got from the media was that it was that this was an Optus issue, but in reality, Telstra customers were also affected, and no one reported on that other than, you know, a couple of small articles. And so what we've had since then is we've also had a huge hack on a huge port operator in Australia. We've got a 30,000 container pileup after Australia has been hit with a cyber attack. And now we're being told that tens of thousands of shipping containers that have been stuffed with consumer goods like electronics, clothing and food remained trapped at ports around the country. And DP World Australia was struck by a cyber attack on Friday. This is something, another huge hit to Australia. This does mean if we don't get this resolved very, very soon, we could be facing multiple shortages like food, like electronics, like clothing, whatever the case may be. But we're being told they are gradually restarting operations. Again, no answer as to how this cyber attack happened. What happened? Who attacked us? If these attacks or failures or whatever they may be are genuine
And it could be that last week the telecommunications provider was hit with a cyber attack and we're not being told that. They deny it. But, of course, we know, as I told you last week, this particular telecommunications provider was hit with a cyber attack last year and they stole 10 million people's data almost. And so there could be multiple cyber attacks coming to Australia. And if that is the case, who's doing it and why? Who's not happy with Australia? What is it that Australia is doing that is making it the target of these, potential cyber attacks? I don't know, maybe supporting foreign wars, the killing of innocents. That's if they're genuine attacks. Now, the reason why I say they may not be genuine is, of course, they're saying that the cyber attack threatens to spark a Christmas goods shortage. And the other problem is that now, because of the telecommunications outage in our country, and this really does link in with what the Bound report just then was saying about CBDCs, digital IDs, it all links in together, ladies and gentlemen. Because now they're telling us that there's going to be new telco rules in Australia. They're going to be hit with very strict cyber security rules. If the team can bring up the news.com.au article that I sent through, new rules for telcos after global ransomware attacks surged 45% in the first half of the year. This is coming out straight after this huge outage that we had last week. And I'm telling you about this because this is the way that they'll do it across many countries. They will do this in whatever country they need to gain more control over the telecommunications of. Because here's the thing. When they bring out a central bank digital currency, digital ID, and a zero-trust internet model, which means you can't access the internet without being verified and everything being tracked and traced on the internet, when they bring out these things, what's going to happen? People are going to default to communicating via the phone, texting, encrypted messaging apps. Well, in Australia, the government now wants control over that, and they're doing it in a way where they're actually going to be asking the telcos to report and basically resuming control over the telcos in the way that they do with, say, for example, hospitals. So now our telecommunications providers essentially become government-run. So I'm going to read an article or excerpt from it, at least, from the Australian Financial Review. Telco boards hit with strict cybersecurity rules. Optus, Telstra, those are our two majors, and other major telco boards will be required to sign off on a new or updated cyber risk management program every year or face hundreds of thousands of dollars in penalties. But it's not just going to be the cyber risk management program, and, of course, we don't know exactly all of the details about that cyber risk management program, quote unquote. These changes are part of new laws to be introduced by Home Affairs Minister, Department of Home Affairs, that classify telecommunications as critical infrastructure for the first time, requiring company boards to comply with strict rules that already cover hospitals, utilities, ports, and energy generation assets. So really what this is expanding the government control over telecommunications, expanding government control over every single aspect of our lives. And once the government control is there for telecommunications, well, imagine what sort of broad overreaching powers they will have. We already know that as part of, say, for example, the international health regulations and the global health certification network, that this allows for basically only doctors that toe the line, that fall in line with what they're told to do to treat patients moving forward. No one else will be considered a genuine doctor. And so no one else other than those who completely agree with the World Health Organization will be able to certify that patients have received the treatment that is mandated by the WHO. So really, it's going to be, I think, if we look at what the global government structure is, the same thing for telcos. No telco that doesn't give the government complete access to reading messages, to what's happening with your phone calls, to listening into your phone calls, to every single thing that you do on your phone is going to be deemed as meeting the cyber risk rules. That's where I think this is heading. Of course, this is opinion at this stage, but if history tells us anything, and if history shows us how the government intervenes to, you know, help the situation, it is even possible that they allowed or staged this entire thing to give the government an excuse to come in and legislate, put laws and rules around communications in the country. And the same thing goes for energy. You know, some time ago, I was talking about the Premier of Victoria, the state of Victoria, talking about how now we're going to make energy, we're going to bring it back to being state-owned and it's going to be cheaper for everyone. And everyone said, oh, yes, cheaper energy costs. No, you fools. What this is giving the state control over your energy supply. Everything that is state-run, everything that is government-run, is absolutely not to be trusted. And just now we heard Schwab say on that bound report that was played, the role of government in times of crisis is becoming more and more crucial, or I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And I would argue that the role of government is becoming more and more irrelevant as people are waking up to the immense control measures that they are inputting all around the world leading up to digital ID and CBDC. We'll continue with more on this on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We're here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, in many ways, Australia is the test case for the Western world, at least, for a lot of what these globalist maniacs want to do to the rest of the world. I have to say, Canada also is a test bed for this stuff, and it's because our people are really peaceful people, not generally people that rise up against their government, if you will, not really people that have had to stand up against their government in the past. But it is happening now, and I want to talk about some victories that I'm seeing around the world in a moment. But I say Canada because the last cyber polygon that was scheduled last year, that was supposed to happen in Canada, which is really a tabletop exercise, if you will, as to what the world or the country will do in the event of a large cyber attack, as Klaus Schwab told us we have to expect. So they were supposed to host this, but lo and behold, the day that they were going to do this, they experienced a major telecommunications outage as well. What a coincidence. And so millions of people in Canada were without telecommunications on that day. I didn't look at whether they actually had laws introduced at the time, like Australia is about to do, for more government control of communications. They probably did. It would be good to investigate that. And I'm saying they probably did because these governments are opportunists. They create these crises, then they create the outrage even through the media, through social media, and then they create the solution. And they absolutely do create the response through social media as well. No one is immune to the feelings of outrage that they have when they see, you know, a whole bunch of people just vomiting their emotions out onto social media without thinking through things critically. No one is immune to the frustration and the anger that you feel when you just read all of these people's vomited, uninformed views and opinions. And, you know, it's really, really disappointing to me, and I have to be honest about that. Tim, if you can bring up that link I sent through mysaymatters.com, this is just an example of what I'm talking about. So earlier this week, or actually over the weekend, I attended a conference where essentially I spoke about a way forward for Australia, mainly being to exit the WHO and put a stop to these international health regulations. And I told people that I would be posting on this in the week to come. And so we have literally the largest campaign in history, in Australian history, to get out of the WHO, and it starts with exiting the international, stop putting an end to the international health regulations amendments. Thanks, team. That's the website there. It is the largest movement in this country, and I want to quickly mention for other countries as well, go to James Roguski's Substack. And you can see action for the United States, you can see action for Canada, and also for Europe. They've got a huge, huge movement coming to do exactly the same thing. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 27 countries are involved in that. And Christine Anderson, MEP over there, is doing a phenomenal job of raising awareness to the exit required to the WHO which is, of course, again, linked to the central bank digital currency, the digital ID. It's all linked with the WHO's health certification network, the approved doctors. You only get to participate in society not only if you're on a digital ID and a central bank digital currency, but if you're perpetually injected with their poison and continuing to comply with their software upgrades of their nanotechnology injections. So I put up on my story, the largest action that Australia has seen in exiting the WHO. And the thing is that a lot of people say they want solutions, and then you put that up, and not everyone. I mean, it was a two part post. It was my story on Instagram. If you're not on there, it's maria.z@EEE. And the first one was. It said the largest action in history, something along those lines, that Australia's ever seen to exit the WHO, swipe right. And the second one was the link to actually take action. And it was about 70% of people that actually went to the second page. 70% of people. And I promise you that there would be people in that 30% who didn't bother to This is a 15-second story, right? Didn't bother to go to the next page. I guarantee you there are people in that 30% who are keyboard warriors saying, where are the solutions? And so I'm certainly not admonishing the viewers today. I know that many, many people that tune into these broadcasts and take the time to actually listen to information that matters are very active people, that being politically or active in various forms of activism. But if you are listening today and you are someone that falls into that 30%, please, please, please understand how important it is for the people to mobilize, especially when we're looking at topics as crucial as exiting the World Health Organization, who wants to mandate injections for you on an ongoing basis, and I quote, have used the words forced vaccination and punishment in their World Health Assembly meetings, according to Dr. Tess Laurie, who was present for them. I cannot imagine knowing this information and not being bothered to click a link and do something with it. Please don't be one of those people. Please don't be one of those people that has allowed the globalists to wear out your mind, to make you feel like there's no point. Because there absolutely is a point. And I'm going to go into, again, some of the victories in the next segment. There absolutely is a point. Public pushback works. Public opinion matters. Just have a look at, for example, when something outrageous happens, and the mainstream media goes and says people on Twitter are absolutely fuming about, you know, whatever, people on X. It could be, you know, McDonald's put their burger prices up or something. I don't know. Just it could be something trivial. But they notice. Don't think they don't notice when people are up in arms about something. Don't think that they don't notice that the world isn't buying the lies surrounding the war right now. Don't think that they don't notice when Tedros Ghebreyesus puts up a post and says, let me address the misinformation surrounding the IHR amendments and the pandemic accord. And he says, this is absolutely not going to take your country's sovereignty and it has nothing to do with giving the WHO more power. And every single comment in his post says, we know you're lying and we want nothing to do with you and your stupid shadow government that's pulling the strings of our governments anymore. We want nothing to do with you, and we are going to stop you. Don't think they don't take notice of that. And I go back to earlier this year when Alex told us. He said they are going to bring back mandates in September. They're going to start by October. They'll have restrictions again. And every single person got it on social media, all over every platform, and said, don't you even think about it. We are not going to comply. You don't think that's the reason we didn't go back to that madness? It's because the people said no. And when the people say no, and they know they can't get public consensus, They won't do it, but they will try another way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brainforce Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Around the world, and it is because of the tenacity of those who understand how very real the threat that we are facing is of this globalist takeover of every aspect of our lives that we are making some progress. You would know that that recently in Australia, I've spoken about this, we had this bill that they were, we held a referendum for what they were calling The Voice, which was literally just about giving the UN 30% of our land, minimum. Council of Foreign Relations says 80%, disguised as caring about Aboriginal people, and majority of the country said no to that. That was for various reasons, mainly because the government wasn't being clear on what power this would actually give this so-called advisory body that they were trying to enshrine into the constitution. Really, it was getting Aboriginal people to give up their sovereignty and come under the colonial law when they have their own law, and that would, of course, then allow them to be co-opted by the UN and co. But we've had another huge victory in Australia. Team, if you can bring up the article from The Guardian, Labor to overhaul misinformation bill after objections over freedom of speech. This is a bill that they brought in which would have had absolutely devastating effects on free speech. It would have seen people like me, for example, investigated, possibly even jailed for daring to say anything that they, you know, deem as hateful or false. And so basically the government is now having to overhaul this draft bill, which they say targeting misinformation and disinformation. It's actually targeting free speech after strong pushback. So they're now going to delay introducing this into Parliament until 2024, and it would have allowed what they call the Australian Communications and Media Authority to require social media companies to, what they say, toughen their policies. You can bring that down now, guys. Toughen their policies on content that they deem to be false, misleading, or deceptive. Now, you know, this article really doesn't cover all of the information of this. What they wanted to do was basically put people like me in prison and have zero scrutiny on the government or approved media outlets, which means they can actually spread false information and there would be zero accountability for them. And so basically what's happened now is there's been a lot of pushback. Over 23,000 people responded. I think it was more than that. I know there were thousands in my audience alone that responded. They're saying 3,000 submissions, and all of these, or many of these, were actually critical of this bill. The reality is that the majority do not want to silence freedom of speech. It's just these oversensitive people that can't handle an opinion that differs to theirs, or can't handle being confronted with the fact that the government may be lying to you about an injection that they told you was safe but has actually killed some of your family members. Most people actually want the truth. And so the large response came from huge campaigns from some of the politicians. One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts has been on this broadcast, this very broadcast, with me before. Huge deal for a senator to come on InfoWars from Australia. We're so grateful for that. And former MP George Christensen, who's also been on this broadcast. And so basically the reason that this has been temporarily pushed back is because of concerns mainly due to religious freedom. Considerations or clarifications, they say, on religious freedom need to be reconsidered. So basically now it's been pushed back to 2024. No doubt they always come out with a really outrageous bill. This is how it works every time. They come out with something extremely outrageous, the people push back, and then they deliver you a watered-down version which has provisions for what they wanted to achieve in the first place anyway. So the language that they use really matters, and I will, of course, keep everyone updated as the negotiations on this continue along. But now is not the time to become inactive. This is what I'm trying to show. You know, a lot of people fought back against this, and we have, for now, managed to at least push this back until 2024 in Australia. It's a huge, huge temporary win. Not a complete victory, but a temporary win, and we need to continue to do that. We have the power to push back on these things. Team, if you can bring up, I also sent through a very, very encouraging thing coming out of Denver. Denver Public Schools, it's a picture I sent through, sued for discriminating against straight kids. And my understanding of this situation is that basically parents had enough of you know, the blatant discrimination against heterosexual children. You are absolutely allowed to in schools tell kids that they were born in the wrong body and they may be the wrong gender and maybe they're gay, and, teach them about gay sex and explicit sexual acts, and teach them about, I don't know, bottom surgery. I mean, I don't want to be disgusting here, but the reality is that what they're talking about in these classrooms is far worse than anything I've just said. I just saw a video this morning about a teacher bragging about the explicit things that she's discussing with her children in the classroom. And the Post had to censor the words that she was using because they're not suitable, I think, even for me. And I'm not a prude. I'm just a reasonable adult that says that's really vile. And I don't want to hear about that. As an adult, I think it's inappropriate to listen to. And yet she's bragging about how she's actually indoctrinating her children with this. So I think this is fantastic news out of Denver. I think that parents need to start using these insane leftist tactics of, I'm the victim because I'm gay. Everyone has to think like me. No one has a problem with you being gay. No one has a problem. If you have a genuine issue with gender dysphoria, fine. No one's out here trying to destroy you. We just don't want our children sexualized. Stop thinking that because we don't want to present sex to our children, you are somehow a victim in that. It's absurd. But because they have this insane logic, it looks like the only way to fight them back is to hit them where it hurts. Start demanding accountability for the discrimination against your religious freedoms. Christians, for goodness sake, stand up. I watched a video of this street preacher, and he was in the UK, and he was doing what he believed it was exercising his religious freedoms, which he absolutely has the right to do. And there were some people around him who were offended because he was talking about homosexuality. And just like someone has the right to tell me, well, I don't believe in your religious beliefs and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, I have the same right to say, according to my religious beliefs, you are. We both have that same right. Just because you are participating in something that is immoral doesn't mean that now someone can't say something to you. So essentially this street preacher was on the street and people around him were getting really mad. And the police came. The police came and they said, you're disturbing the peace and we've had complaints. And he said, am I breaking the law here? Am I violating any free speech rights? Do I have my religious freedom to practice my religion, which I believe is telling me to preach out here on the street? And the police said, yes, you do. He said, am I actually breaking any laws? They said, well, no, you're not. We've just had some complaints. He said, okay, I want to now complain about these people around me that are harassing me and stopping me from practicing my religion. And the cops are there, left there scratching their heads. Oh, no, what do we do now? It turns out we are actually discriminating against this gentleman. And so it's time for people to really get a backbone and stand up against this. If you are telling me that I can't defend child innocence, you are discriminating against my religious beliefs. You are discriminating against the way that I want to raise my child. Let's start using their tactics, shall we?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To the last segment of this fourth hour here today on The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. Over the break, I had a quick glance over our Telegram channel, which, by the way, ZMedia with three E's, ZEEMedia. Just get in there because we have some really, really switched on people in our channel. Comments are open. It's a great community. And someone actually posted a Fox News clip, which I couldn't get to the team in time, but I'll let you know about it. They're saying that a violent solar flare could kill the internet. And they've got, you know, words like planning for the internet apocalypse on there. And so this really does feed into what I was talking about earlier, where it's not just, oh, look at that. They've got, you guys are the best. So it's not just, Australia that needs to worry about this. You know, you guys over there in the US are being prepped for something like a cyber attack. And it really does go into what I was talking about before, where They do pay attention to the comments. They absolutely do take a temperature check, if you will, based on what people are sharing and saying out there on the internet. And it could be that it leads to the point where they go, right, this is out of control. Too many people are awake. Shut it all down. I've been saying this since Schwab said it. So this is something we should be prepared for, and we should note when they're airing things like this to basically prepare us for it as well. I want to quickly bring up this photo of Vic Police team, if you will. I sent it through Victoria Police from their Instagram account. They've done something really, really disgusting in the state of Victoria, which is also the state where the police shot at peaceful protesters with rubber bullets. How can we forget? And the person in charge, the police officer in charge, was very proud of that. Come on, boys. And if you can see, they've actually hung a trans flag in between the main Australian flag, if you will, and the other one that we have in our country, which is the Aboriginal flag. Both flags represent this nation. And they saw it fit to put a trans flag in between that, like it's its own country or something. And if you see, the police officer has his vest embroidered with the rainbow colours, which don't belong to the gay community, but they're a representation of the gay community, obviously. In this particular photo, you can see that he's looking up at the trans flag like he's somehow bowing to his country. You know, you look up to your flag when you're honoring your country and when you're singing the national anthem. And this guy, I think it's a dude. I mean, who even knows these days? They're on that many hormones. He's looking up at the trans flag like he's showing his allegiance to it. And our tax dollars, of course, are paying for this embroidery of these police uniforms to get them all looking gay. And if you go to the caption that I sent you, team, it says, "This week is Trans Awareness Week." You don't have to bring it up. I can just read it. Trans Awareness Week. Oh, there we go. So now we have an entire week dedicated to trans awareness as well. An opportunity to raise awareness of the issues faced by trans and gender diverse people and to celebrate trans pride. And Victoria Police is so committed to the safety and well-being of these communities that they have to go and get their uniforms embroidered on taxpayer money to have the colours. Well, you can't just keep the community safe by just being aware of potential risks to the community. No, you have to go and get your uniforms embroidered on my tax dollars. That's how you keep them safe? By having a rainbow on your uniform on taxpayer dollars? Well, maybe we need to demand that the police officers also show that they are committing to heterosexual safety by getting new uniforms on taxpayer dollars as well, specifically dedicating their uniform to heterosexuals, not just their regular uniforms, because that doesn't represent us enough. We need you to explicitly wear a uniform saying that you are committed to protecting heterosexuals. And then on top of that, we need another uniform saying that you're committed to protecting Christians. We need another uniform for your commitment to protecting Muslims. And we need another uniform for your commitment to protecting disabled people and every single other possible minority group that you can think of. We need you to have specific uniforms for all of that. And let's just blow every single taxpayer dollar down the toilet so that you can wear uniforms to show that that you're protecting the community that you're just paid anyway to do. This is the most disgusting abuse of taxpayer dollars, absolute disgusting contempt for the majority of the nation that does respect that flag and does respect the national anthem, and you want to look up to the trans flag like it's your god and this is what you're proud of. And I note that the Victorian police actually turned off their comments on that post. They turned off their comments on that post because of the public backlash on it. So don't be deceived just because they're posting this sort of stuff. They know the community hates it. And I think it's time that the community stands up for itself. I'm saying that this needs to be done respectfully. We don't use the same tactics as those who have, you know, the mental illness that say because your child isn't trans, you're transphobic. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about, us who are able to see this for what it is and say this is actually disrespectful to our country, disrespectful to our tax dollars, and we demand that this ends. Or you can, you know, you can start wearing uniforms for a straight awareness week because we, the straight people, we feel very attacked right now. We feel unsafe. We feel unsafe. Maybe that's how we have to start playing this. For goodness sake, it's a disgrace. And finally, I want to bring up this post, which is obviously going to tick people off, but that's okay. Guys, if you can bring up the Liberation, the first ever pride flag raised in Gaza post. This is an IDF soldier that is basically standing in front of rubble, in front of a place that is being destroyed, saying that under Hamas, being gay means death, and he wants to send a message of hope. He wants to send a message of hope to all the dead people under the rubble, maybe some dead gay people under the rubble that have, you know, been indiscriminately carpet bombed. But he comes along with his flag and he says, "This is, guys, I'm bringing gay pride to Gaza when there are thousands of children dead under that rubble that he's standing in front of proudly." This is how out of touch people have become. This is how out of touch society has become. And he says to Gaza's hidden LGBTQ plus community, stay hopeful of a future where you can live and love free of Hamas. They're probably dead under the rubble if there are any LGBTQ people there. Let's be honest. Now, people may see that as hating on gay people or hating on Israel. No. I love the Jewish people. I love gay people. I love straight people. I love all people. But I'm absolutely sick and tired of being told that I shouldn't say this because it's going to offend someone, or, you know, you shouldn't call out bad behavior because it hurts someone's feelings. No one cares about your feelings. No one cares about my feelings. Just go into a comments section on anyone with a big account and see how much they get abused for telling you the truth. Any big account. See some of Alex's comments of people who think that, you know, Keyboard Warrior is somehow, I don't know, contributing to society. No one cares about anyone's feelings. We need the truth. And we need to speak it boldly. And calling these things out for what they are, which is immoral and completely out of touch and wrong, is what needs to be done. Because they are so desperately trying to silence it. But what happens every time that people push back? We get victories. We get a push back date on the misinformation bill, and we get religious rights incorporated into the discussion. You get the Denver public schools being sued for discriminating against straight kids. You get the people realizing that, no, we actually are the majority, because when you have to turn off your comments, when you're pledging allegiance to a flag that's not your country's flag, there are more of us than there are of those that think the wrong way. And so I want to thank Alex for this broadcast. I want to thank InfoWars for all of their hard work. The people that are on this crew, I've met them. They are such hard-working, genuine people, and I'm asking everyone that's watching to please continue supporting InfoWars. This is such a crucial broadcast so that you can see that people all over the world are united. We are strong. Whether it's good news or bad, you will get the truth from the people that come on this platform. So go donate today, buy a book, do what you can.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.